Okay, let me see the lion tamer costume again.
This feels like a police uniform to me.
Because it is a police uniform.
Alrighty then.
A creative genius must work with what she has.
And she does not have much.
And what about the lion costume?
Almost as good. A wild wallaby.
Why didn't you just order the costumes I asked for?
Because someone spent the rest of our costume money on a pizza party.
We love pizza.
Pepperoni.
You still need to approve the wigs for this week's show.
Bob!
Oh, boy. Sorry, Mr. Nezzer. I don't know what you're talking about.
Bob, it's the leaky pipes. It's the water in my office, the water in the basement, and now the steam pipes are cracked.
Thar she blows!
Ever since you took over my theater, it's been falling apart.
It was falling apart long before that.
Get these leaky pipes fixed, or you can do your show somewhere else.
My lovely costumes! Soaking wet! The steam has ruined them! We have nothing for the show tonight!
Then we have to come up with a totally new show!
What about the leaks?
I can tie up the pipes with some silk scarves. This place could use a splash of color.
It's not as bad as it looks.
Are we ready for the big finale where we all sing by candlelight?
There was a little mix-up.
No! I ordered candles, not camels!
Maybe Khalil can do a one-man band number or something.
Khalil's on tour, remember? He's off promoting his self-help book, Inch by Inch, A Worm's Guide to Success.
Great. That's it. No costumes. No candles? We're gonna have to cancel the show.
Why don't we do what we always do? Answer letters from kids. Listen to this one from a little girl named Shauna. Dear Bob and Larry, my parents say that all I do is complain. They say I should stop complaining and start being more thankful, but I don't see anything to be thankful about.
I know how she feels.
Then let's do a show about it.
About complaining? That sounds like the worst show ever.
Are you complaining about a show about complaining?
Yes, I'm complaining.
And I'm complaining about your complaining about his complaining. This is fun.
How about a show on thankfulness?
Fine then, thankfulness. It is what it is.
Get your sister,
get your brother,
call your uncle
and your mother.
If you're missing any other of the people that you know, we're going to start the show. It's the Veggie Tales Show.
Live on stage.
It's the Veggie Tales Show.
For every age.
It's the Veggie Tales Show.
I'm in the cage.
It's the Veggie, 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 Veggie Tales. It's the Veggie Tales.
Okay, let's get ready for Act Two.
Good news and bad news, old buddy.
Oh, really?
The bad news is that we have no opening act.
And what's the good news?
My tap dancing bagpipe act is finally ready.
Stop. Jimmy, Jerry, what was the name of that song you auditioned last week?
Good news, bad news.
Well, good news. You're doing it next.
Yay!
Hooray! I'm a bad news guy, cause my days are bleak.
I'm a good news guy every day of the week.
I've got some bad news. I woke up late for school.
But it's good news. Extra sleep was cool.
I've got some bad news. A rip in my sweater.
But it's good news. Old sweaters are better.
I've got some bad news. it rain for hours.
But it's good news, I needed that shower.
But it's bad news, I stepped in a puddle.
But that's good news, that's where ducks like to cuddle.
So?
Bad news, good news. It all depends on how your friends or how the road bends. Bad news, good news.
So what can you do? Change up your point of view.
I've got some bad news. The dentist is scary.
But it's good news. This stuff tastes like cherry.
I've got some bad news. I dropped a pot fly.
But it's good news. I exercised.
I wish I had a day like
we
you.
We had the same day, but different attitudes.
Bad news, good news. It all depends not on your friends or how the road ends. Bad news, good news. What can you do? Bad news, good news. It all depends not on your friends or how the road ends. Bad news, good news. What can you do? Change up your point of view.
This is like a live stage production of my worst nightmare. And now the whole stage looks like a desert.
Lots of Bible stories took place in the desert. Like a very famous story about complaining.
Right. I think I'm catching on. Pa Grape, how would you like to play Moses?
I'll get my beard.
In the time of Exodus, in the sandy land of Egypt, lived the Israelites, God's chosen people. They did not live free, but as slaves to the mighty Pharaoh.
When is quitting time?
Well, on the schedule, it says never.
Pharaoh was a proud leader. So proud that he refused the request of God's messenger, Moses.
Hi, I'm Moses. Let my people go.
Hard pass.
What?
You heard me. I ain't never, ever, ever letting you slaves go. Now get back to work.
God's wrath will be great. You will be plagued with plagues.
Go build another pyramid.
Okay, but don't say I didn't warn ya.
God has struck in the land with plagues. Yes, terrible plagues.
Has turned to blood.
Yes, they're loving it. Cue the next plague.
Frogs
everywhere.
There's so many of them.
Oh no, a cloud of lice.
I am so itchy.
Stop opening jars!
Jimmy, Jerry, you're up.
Our livestock has been infected.
Woohoo!
Ah! It's a plague of polka dots!
I don't think that's in the Bible.
Definitely not.
All hail the hail!
I need a doctor! Is there a polka dotologist in the house?
And then darkness came over the land, as you can see.
Fine, you win. You can go. Let's see how long you last in the wilderness.
We did it! We're free!
Not exactly.
Joshua and Caleb, what news do you have?
The Pharaoh seems to have changed his mind. His soldiers are hot on our heels.
And we're trapped at the edge of the Red Sea.
I don't think all these people can swim.
And I didn't pack my water wings.
Then God will give us a way across.
And indeed,
God did. The Red Sea was parted in two.
It's amazing.
It's a miracle.
That was the biggest shower curtain I've ever seen.
Off they went, in the wake of God's miracles, into the endless desert, on their way to the Promised Land.
And when exactly do we get to this Promised Land?
I don't know. Have faith. I'm sure we'll get there any day now. God has sent us a pillar of clouds to guide us in the day, and a pillar of fire by night. God gives us such miracles.
What about water?
God will provide that, too.
Ooh, another miracle.
But not everyone was impressed. Among them were a few complainers. That was literally their name. This was the Complainer family, and their last name was well-earned. There was Dwayne Complainer.
Why did we have to walk through the Red Sea?
And Elaine Complainer.
Couldn't God have sent a boat?
Their two teenagers, Zane Complainer.
I've got sand in my pants.
And Jane Complainer.
It's hot.
And of course their youngest daughter, Marcia.
My name doesn't even rhyme.
Something I can help you with? God's miracle's not enough for you?
It's not that we don't appreciate our freedom. We do. But we did have a roof over our heads back in Egypt.
You mean when you were slaves?
But even as slaves, we did eat every night.
From the slave food. The slave food they fed you in your slave bowls. As slaves?
I could really go for a smoothie from a rock.
Are you serious? God sent the plagues to deliver us from Egypt. He parted the Red Sea. He leads us with a pillar of smoke in the day and a pillar of fire by night.
That was cool. But what now?
Now we head for the Promised Land as free people.
After so many years of wandering in the desert, the Israelites began to forget God's goodness.
Not much on the schedule for tomorrow. Just more wandering.
Well, we could play I Spy. I'll start. I spy something brown.
It's sand, just like the last time we played.
Maybe it's not sand. Maybe this time I pick something else.
Oh, okay. I give up.
Just kidding. It's sand.
I can't believe I'm saying it, but I wish we'd never left Egypt.
At least in Egypt, our mouthstills fed us.
I wasn't born yet, but it was probably better than being stuck out here in the middle of nowhere.
We should build an idol. A big one.
A bunny.
Yeah, a giant golden bunny.
Yay!
I cannot believe what I'm hearing.
Uh-oh, we're busted.
I come down from praying to hear you all disrespecting the God that brought us here.
And where has he brought us? Nowhere.
God has not forgotten us. You have forgotten God.
Ooh, watch out. Moses is mad. He looks like he's in one of his tablet-smashing moods.
You're right, I'm mad. We left Egypt with just a few complainers, but now I'm surrounded by him. Have you forgotten what he's done?
Forgetting brings complaining, but remembering brings thankfulness.
It would have been enough. Remember, this is true. It would have been enough. That's why we sing Dianu.
Dianu? Is that the name of a new vacation resort? Sounds nice.
No, Dianu is a Hebrew word that means it would have been enough.
What would have been enough?
As in, even if God never does another miracle, I can be thankful for what he's already done, because it's enough. If he had only split the sea or only stopped our enemies, if he had just delivered us, it would have been enough. If he had only kept us fed, surviving in the wilderness, if only water, food, and stuff, it would have been enough.
Die, die, Ainu. Die, die, Ainu. Die, die, Ainu. It would have been enough.
I get it now. If he had only given manna, only 10 commandments, and a place he promised just for us, it would have been enough.
If he had only brought the plagues and led us out of Egypt's chains, but he has given more to us,
it's much more than enough.
I've forgotten all the ways he saves me each and every day. If I complain, I need to say it would have been enough.
And while Moses never lived to enter the Promised Land, his two spies, Joshua and Caleb, did.
Can you see it?
Yes. I see it! The Promised Land!
It looks beautiful!
Great show! Especially for not even planning a show.
Yeah. It really was a great show, wasn't it?
Throw the big party because I am back!
Khalil! How is your book tour?
Oh boy, let me tell you. I love to chit-chat about my wonderful book, but I was in some terrible theaters. Old theaters, dusty theaters, places where the stage was nothing but cardboard boxes. Places where nobody cared if the lights were on or not.
Wow. Makes our theater sound like Radio City Music Hall.
I know this place needs a lot of work, but it's filled with people who care about it and about each other.
Thanks. Thank you.
You know, tonight's show is really kind of special. A sweet little girl named Shayna asked us how she could be more thankful and less of a complainer. It was at that moment that I realized I was becoming a complainer, too. And in a way, I feel like this show was just for me. Thanking God is more than just saying thanks. When we're thankful, we remember the wonderful things God has done for us. He's given us the Bible to read, prayer to talk to Him whenever we want, and Jesus. If we remember what God's already given us, we can be thankful anytime, even in the hard times.
Well said. You know, this reminds me of a poem.
As thankful as I am for your wonderful poems, I'd rather hear what the Bible has to say.
And like a gift from heaven, here I come.
Give thanks in everything, for this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus.
1 Thessalonians 5:18.
I hope we all can be thankful in everything.
All together now.
Die, die, Ainu. Die, die, Ainu.
Die, die, Ainu. It would have been enough. Die, die, Ainu. Die, die, Ainu. Die, die, Ainu. It would have been enough. Die, die, Ainu. Die, die, Ainu. Die, die, Ainu. It would have been enough.
Watch it! Watch it!
Thank you.
Oh, well. We needed to shake the dust off this curtain anyway. Remember, kids,
God made you special, and he loves you very much.
Bye!
Bye.